the matter of law enforcement and journalists. Thank you. Madam Chamcha, you had asked a question about the proper role of journalists during protests. France guarantees the right to protest, and the same goes for freedom of collective speech and expression of ideas. It is the French state that must provide security and safety for the press. This principle is enshrined in the law enforcement mechanisms and systems that is to be applied for law enforcement. Now, in order to give journalists the means of exercising their work in the most fluid means possible, there is a need for them to show their role as clearly as possible. That can be their press card, it can be through other means as well, there can be attestations that are provided by their employers. There are different ways to prove their role. Now, these journalists do not have the obligation of carrying distinctive signs, vests, or armbands, but it can facilitate recognition thereof by law enforcement. At any rate, they are allowed to, these systems allow them to best undertake their work. Journalists can be added to the flows of communications so they can receive direct information from the state and so that they can ask questions. They can also be incorporated in situ into units embedded in during protests as long as they do not get in the way of the law enforcement operations and as long as they do not put themselves in danger either. They're allowed for free circulation, unlike others present within the security mechanism. This has been evaluated by the Council of State in December of 2023. We are then seeking to strike a balance. It's complex now, more complex than traditional journalists, because there are many journalists now without press ID. They are working either for associations or online. They often run risks placing themselves between protesters and law enforcement officials. The presence of these journalists is being currently addressed by the police and the gendarmerie, the idea being to incorporate them into future drafts of these guiding documents. Thank you.